Hey guys.
Hey grandpa.
Hey
sunny boy. You.
Yeah.
It was so good seeing you over Thanksgiving.
Which one are you again?
I'm Zach.
Oh. Not the brown one, right?
No. You're the only brown one in our family. We don't know how you got here.
How did that happen? Huh?
I don't know.
It must have been during the Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grandma was just on a bender.
Yeah, she a damn freak, man.
Yeah. Anyways, it's so good to see you.
Yeah.
What are you thankful for Thanksgiving?
Oh, man. I'm thankful for the wall.
Oh.
The walls, all the walls.
Yeah, there were a lot of walls.
I'm thankful my daughter didn't date no muzzy.
Oh.
I'm thankful for that.
Wow. I'm also thankful. That's my sister. I'm thankful for my mom. I'm thankful for that, too.
And I'm thankful for sweet potato pie.
Oh, that's nice, Grandpa.
It sounds a lot like my Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, Grandpa loves a sweet potato pie.
Yeah. Grandpa, your outfit looks so nice today. You look so cute.
I dressed up.
Yeah.
For a special occasion.
Yeah, you usually wear just like a tank top and a wife beater.
Uh-huh.
But now you're like
MAGA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, you look so good. What do you think of my outfit today?
Oh, you like the Dodgers? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Dodgers fan?
Yeah, I love baseball.
Oh man, I could have swore you were one of them SF Giants motherfuckers.
I thought I was too. Yeah, but
Grandpa knows ball.
Yeah,
problem the Dodgers. Too many Mexicans. They love them.
Oh, Grandpa.
You can't use any of this.
That was the great guys. By the way, that was the grandpa being racist. That was not me being racist.
Well, we got Kenny a shirt.
Oh, shit.
Okay. All right. Nope. So you guys went to the thrift store, got each other stuff. It's beautiful. I cannot. My career will end the moment that touches.
What are you talking about?
I can't put that on. I have to draw the line somewhere.
This is a very beautiful shirt.
Dude, what?
No. Represents a beautiful culture.
No, you know what? You guys got me this sweet beanie, so I'm wearing my beanie.
It's free flowing.
It is beautiful. Yeah. Yes.
It fits you.
Yeah.
I think it would fit you.
Grandpa, what do you think of that shirt?
I would wear it.
Yeah, Grandpa?
Yeah, I'm not racist right now.
Why don't you put it on?
Oh, wait. All right.
All right, Kenny, I guess you don't want to wear the shirt.
Look, I'm so appreciative. Blue's just not really my color.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Blue's my color.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right, guys. We went to the thrift store. We thought it'd be really cute to pick out outfits for each other.
Yeah, Kenny was like, oh, there should have been a TikTok. I was like, Kenny, get out of your Gen Z mindset,
dude. Yeah, shut the fuck up. Just live in the moment.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
Just trying to help the show. Yeah.
Well, fair enough. Well, he's interested. Fair enough.
Well, guys, welcome to episode 116 of the Zach and Wally Show. That's right. Last episode, we had a bunch of cousins on, for Thanksgiving.
Cousins. That was a good time.
Kenny took a week off of work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, lazy bastard.
Yeah,
how was it? I heard it was a great episode.
Yeah, we had Tony producing our episode.
Gay Tony.
Gay Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, he's always a treat to have on. That's fun.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
It was a great episode.
Hey, a little gay for me, though.
Grandpa, you gotta...
What? I can't be
You gotta honest. Open your mind up a little bit, Grandpa.
I came with this country with a dollar in my pocket.
What does that feel like?
I'm allowed to say someone's a little too gay for me.
Okay.
All right. Yeah,
all right, Grandpa. Anyways, it was a great episode if you want to go check that out. It wasn't an inside joke or anything like that, so it's plenty of good laughs in that one. But for this episode, please make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We have a great episode for you today, guys.
That's right, Zach. What are we going to talk about? Every time people watch the show, God knows what we're going to talk about. You know,
we're talking about President Joe Biden pardoning his son. Oh, what? My Lord.
Oh, that no good hunter?
Yeah.
This seems like it's right up Grandpa's alley.
Wow.
You know, they didn't let me talk about this during Thanksgiving. Very happy they gave me a platform.
We gave you a mic today, Grandpa. we also, our buddy Waleed here, he got an iPad and he's playing COD.
Oh, I don't mess with those things. They're far too loud for me.
All right. Well, you wanted to talk about it. You wrote it down here. So.
Yeah, your topic stock.
You made sure that you wanted to talk about you getting an iPad and playing COD.
Yeah,
so
flex on everybody.
All right. Kenny's Corner has a great story later today. So make sure you stay tuned for that.
Some firsthand journalism from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you exit out of this episode early, just leave a like.
Yeah.
Just exit with a like and a comment.
Well, yeah, leave your mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave your shoes at the door.
Piss on us. Okay. When you leave a like and a comment, you're practically peeing on us. You're leaving your mark. You're telling people, the Zuck meme. What? Grandpa can't have a little fun?
Grandpa's having a little fun over there.
Jesus
Christ. Ooh. Grandpa wants milky.
No one's making you do the Zuck meme. Can you pull up the Zuck meme for people that don't know? It's on.
What do you even type in to
look
for?
It's on Wally's Instagram story if you want to just do that.
There we go.
Here we go.
There we go. There's Daddy Zuck.
There he is. Jeez. All right, what else are we talking about today?
Well, we gotta talk about this.
No, it's obviously a real picture.
I know. We have to talk about what is he doing in this moment.
He is
asking for
a like, a comment.
Yeah,
on his platform. I hope he posts that picture on his own Instagram.
Yeah, it'd be great if we had a camera mounted above you guys so you could do it into the camera.
We can just raise this one up a little higher later.
Everyone would be tagging my bald spot if it was.
Oh yeah, we don't want to see that.
That's
by the
true.
Way, I got a they deleted the petition, change.org.
What?
Yeah,
no.
We had like 300 signatures or something, and they deleted it because it was a form of intimidation.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. I have the email somewhere.
So the petition you started to reveal the picture of Zach's bald spot was deleted.
Yeah, because it was a form of intimidation, when in reality, it's a form of free speech.
It is pretty cool that change.org does listen to strikes.
What, you submitted something?
That people put. That's cool. It's cool.
Zach, nice, what are you getting at?
I just put in a little, you know, the three dots on the top right of a post.
Report?
Yeah, I clicked it. I scrolled down to report behavior, and I clicked it, and it said, like, what kind of behavior is this? And I said, intimidating. And I guess they took it out. So that's pretty cool.
They go, hey, we just need a little bit more information why this is intimidating for you. Wait, is that you in the picture? Oh, God. All right, now we got to turn this down.
My wife will leave me. That's intimidating enough.
The guy, the reporter, his wife just left him.
But a lot of people are wanting this picture to be released. It had 300 subscriptions or signatures. So thank you so much for that. If we can get 300 people to subscribe to the show, I think that'd be fantastic.
That'd be even better.
What if we release the picture at 6,800 subs?
How about this? Even better.
Let's aim higher.
No.
Okay.
It's going to be like 2026.
I'm actually 10K subs.
I'm actually bald.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this? I'm a better.
There's no appeal.
We don't need the picture anymore.
Yeah, exactly. We know.
Oh, we see it.
Yeah. No, remember when I used to look like this?
I'm like dying to release the picture. No, look at my hair. Look at my hair then. It was so good.
Okay, how about this? If we hit 7K subs in the next, week, 2 weeks, whatever, right? Send this thing to a friend, whatever. Mm-hmm. Me and Zach will not only release the photo, right? We'll also do a short interview with the person who created the photo.
Oh. Right?
Say his name.
Yeah.
Alex.
Alex Tomko.
We already talked about it.
Then
we will execute him live on the show.
No, and then the last thing we'd end off with is me and Zach will both recreate the Zuck picture on this show.
These are a lot of promises for
7K. Well, who knows? 7Ks, you never know.
All right. So what are we at now? 6,600? Something like that? I think we're at 6,600.
Our producer Kenny doesn't know how many subs we
have. No, I'm trying to play it cool. I check every 5 minutes. We're definitely at 6,600 something. Yeah.
666?
6,618.
Sounds like someone watched Wicked.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
But first.
Great segue.
We do have to have a top comment, which I have here from Peter Hartman. A lot of people in previous episodes have been clipping when my bald spot is popping up in the camera. And Peter Hartman found one at 38 minutes and 54 seconds. Kenny, if you want to pull up our previous episode and just maybe just go to 38 minutes and 54 seconds. All it says is pick Alex took and then the time code. And I got some other comments of time codes of my bald spot. And it's getting deep. It's cutting. We're getting there.
What do you mean it's cutting?
People are fucking every time that I laugh or even just go like this and like.
We're not at 7K yet, dude. Okay, so here's the clip in question. You're really having a giggle fit over here,
dude. This episode, and, I remember I was conscientiously. Google that.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Yeah. Laughing, like going like this way, because usually I laugh like with like a dab formation.
Yeah. Laugh,
be like, careful, dude. You gotta just stop risking it.
Grace is just like waiting.
Yeah. Well, no, like,
Grace has
it
trained
it.
On your head, dude.
It. She's literally got it right
She's
now.
Got the sniper laser.
Yeah. She has a red dot.
I laugh like that, but this episode I was trying to laugh like this.
Oh, away so. From camera. Yeah. Okay, well, let's see how you did with that.
Man on Sniffy.
Funny to you?
No, yeah, someone's laughing at the end of the table.
Porn
oh!
Oh!
Headshot.
Headshot. Bald spot.
Bald spot. Acquired.
You know what I miss is Sydney.
Confirmed.
Sydney was great on the float cam where she wouldn't get my bald spot. Unlike Grace.
Oh, don't bring Grace into this.
No, dude. You're the one bringing this attention onto it. Stop talking about it then.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, if you stop, people will ignore it. If you stop
dude,
talking
you should just
about
yeah, own it.
Maybe I should start a change.org.
replace Grace.
Bringing that energy towards you. Bringing everyone's light. You're calling attention, unnecessary attention to it.
Yeah, I didn't get 300 subscriptions or signatures.
On a petition, whatever. That was for a good cause, you know? But you're like, hey, look at me. Like, it's scary almost.
All right, fine. Next top comment.
All right. I have a top comment from AP-05. Fellas, I have but one complaint.
Oh.
Why aren't the episodes 3 hours longer?
This is the last comment, like the first comment, like
there wasn't that much.
He literally just hit newest and it was just the top comment of newest.
Engagement was a little light on the Thanksgiving
well, you had
episode.
The other one I wanted to
make. Oh, did you want to say that one? I can find a different
no,
one.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
No, I agree. Why can't we have these episodes be 4 hours long?
But then we hit in a bonus.
Oh, we don't want to do that.
Yeah. That was a great top comment, Wally. Thank you so much for diving into that last episode and really pinpointing what you wanted to talk about. Kenny?
Yeah, well, I guess this is kind of a co-top comment, Wally, then, because he wanted to pick this one, too. But Brunette Sundahl 4MJ with a PFP of Glenn Powell says,
"Nice.
I want to recommend this episode, but we're so deep into these inside jokes. And if you haven't seen last week's episode, we did an entire hour with the gay Tony Soprano rabbit hole. We had his cousins on. This is all secondhand
inside
information
joke?
I've gotten. I wasn't here.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
gay Tony, I guess.
Inside joke. Yeah. I really don't know. what to
touch
recommend.
Grass,
yeah, for real. Oh, God, man.
But yeah, no, I don't know. I feel like that's, you know, we got to have our inside jokes. Any good podcast has theirs. And so if you don't know it, go back and watch all of our last episodes and get caught up with the inside jokes, dude.
Can we quickly recap our inside jokes that we have? Gay Tony.
Gay Tony. Sacramento. I'm going back to my date. Yeah.
Sacramento's
Show Hole. January 6th.
Those are before my time.
Yeah.
The Edamame Breakfast.
Bald Spot. That's more recent. Yeah.
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 Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yep.
Oh, when you saw the devil, I feel like that kind of took hold. When you got high, that one's
fair.
That one's been like coming up a lot.
We've had, dude, 116 episodes, fam.
We have five inside jokes.
Well, five very good jokes in this 116.
We keep it topical and
that's
keep it
right.
fresh.
We like to keep it fresh.
Yeah, and that's why I think we should dive into our first topic.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Great segue, dude. Let's do it.
Joe Biden.
Oh, boy.
Just going absolutely ham in his last couple months of presidency.
At this point, fuck it, you know?
Dude. He said a couple times that he wasn't going to pardon his son. His son apparently does a little crack, does a little meth, we all like to party
a
here,
little.
Yeah, and he likes to record himself, you know, like
I did. So I so what? Yeah, like when was this? When did he do all this?
I'm not sure. Maybe during COVID. Everyone had some tough
everyone
time.
Everyone had a little downtime. Guys were so bored during COVID. It was like there was nothing to do but play video games. And
I remember I would used to chop up lines. I would just set up the phone like this.
During COVID?
Chop up lines, yeah. And I would just... Whoa, yeah.
I think I would like... And then after I was done playing...
I'd post it?
Yeah.
On my laptop?
After I was done playing Warzone, I think I would do a little meth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you would get a camera and
record. Yeah, and then I'd do IG Live.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? We got a dub.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you have your dad pardon you from jail.
Dude, what a nepo baby.
Yeah. But then he's just going ham and...
He's on FaceTime with Poon.
Yeah.
Who wants back shots? You ever see that meme? Who wants back shots?
I just think of the Zuck meme.
Oh, I think about the guy who posts about his like granny's funeral or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the next story frame is him going, who wants back shots?
Is this it?
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's me.
Dude, that's your... that's you, dude.
Shit, that's me.
Wow.
That's sick.
Can you stand up straight with like hella pop, proper posture
yeah,
like
pop
that?
Pop that right arm behind your
no,
hip.
No, stand super straight up.
Yeah. And then your right arm goes behind your hip, like on your... Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Who wants back shots?
Say it.
Who wants back shots?
Yeah!
Woo! Am I do?
Grandpa.
You back in my day. Back shot, man. Different stuff.
Back shots for free.
Yeah. You used to have to wait in line for 3 hours to get back shots.
Now everyone with their phones and their
What would you do if Biden his last... What's one thing you want Biden to do in his last month of presidency? I want him to do the Zuck meme. If Biden did the Zuck meme in his last month of presidency, be like... Make America great again in the Zuck meme, dude. If he said that,
it's fucking over. I feel like I want him to be honest about how many times he like fell asleep. Genuinely, like cut out right with the guys. I'm so sorry. Like, you know, I'm old. This job's really strenuous. Like, I've been sleeping. I just want him to be honest about it. Like,
no, he just like he says his KD ratio and COD. Like, guys, honestly, I've been trying to up my KD ratio.
It's been stressing me out.
I've been playing zombies ever since zombies came out. Yeah. Everyone's playing.
I think I might have played with
him. Why can't I play?
I think I might have played with him the other day. I was me and my friend Dylan were on. We're playing zombies, and there's this guy who kind of, we thought he knew what he was doing. So I was like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing. Like, he's buying all the doors or whatever in the game.
Yeah.
And he goes, this is my first time playing this game. I don't really know. It was the creepiest shit ever.
Dude.
And he has no idea. And then we're like, me and Dylan are texting each other laughing. And then during the quiet time, all you hear is this. Like, through the mic.
That's Joe.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this is your oldest fuck.
Joe just has his assistant wake him up from the nap. Like, all right, the game's back.
Guys, you're the round three, round three.
What's quiet time?
Like, you know, when just no one's talking, everyone's just like playing the game, you know? Like, no
one... Quiet time?
No, it's not quiet time. There's no one was speaking on the mics. We don't have a name for it. That's weird. All
right, guys, quiet time.
Shh, Dylan. Shh, quiet time.
Dylan,
quiet.
Stop.
But dude, he would just breathe like this. So it is like right in your ears and your headphones. And it was, I had to mute him.
It was probably Kenny playing, just like late at night. Wishing that he was there.
It was really congested.
What would you want Joe Biden to do in his last month of presidency?
I was going to say it'd be great if he told us how, like, what prestige level he's at and like if he finished the battle pass or not. but he should.
I also want to know about Joe Biden's dog, the dog that just kept attacking people.
Oh, that thing's long gone.
Oh, yeah.
It got put down?
No, I don't know. It just got like sent away, which means I think they put it in a crate and dropped it in the middle of the ocean.
No, they probably sent it to a farm. Come on.
They put it on the border.
Yeah. Just,
all right, go.
Figure it out. Well, no wonder the dog was so fucking crazy. Joe is sleeping all day. No one was there to take
him
out.
No one's training
him,
dude.
No one's training him. No one's walking.
You ever walk by Petco and they're training those dogs in there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, every time I see that, I like to rile them up. I like to ruin their training a little bit. And go, woo doo 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 doo. I got treats. I got treats.
Slap on the door.
Like, dude, what the fuck? He's fucking it up for us.
Wow, how is Eve afraid of everything? That's so crazy.
Oh, maybe
you need to be ready for Long Beach streets.
Oh, my favorite is when I'm walking up to someone's dog and they go, not friendly, not friendly. And I put my hands all over their face.
The owner's face?
No, the dog. Yeah, the owner's face. So funny. The dog's like,
Damn. You know what I want Biden to do? I want Biden to drop GTA 6. Whatever stage it's at, just drop
this guy's
it.
On TikTok too much. Yeah.
Gen Z memes over here, bro.
For the younger audience, all right? Just get with it.
Joe Biden before GTA 6? Joe Biden do Zach me before GTA 6?
Joe Biden oiled up twerk off.
Joe Biden, touch grass, please.
Joe Biden, I have my baby before GTA 6.
You're not on TikTok alone.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I don't understand the meme.
Dude, I found out recently. I don't check my like DMs on TikTok. Waleed sends me TikToks every day. And I have just like an unreal amount of TikToks.
There's probably hundreds.
Dude, I kind of want to... Here, let me just...
What do you guys do in that situation? Because I have a couple friends that send me so many. It's like... kind of a lot of work just to heart all of them. So
I don't heart it. I just go through.
Yeah.
Unless there's really funny ones where I gotta say something back.
Right. This is Waleed's feed. This is Waleed DMing.
I replied to him one time.
Okay.
Just to like.
Oh wow. Oof. Oh Waleed.
It's pretty good.
That's a lot of TikToks.
Dude, there's more.
Well, here's the thing. It's like it's so fucked up. I gotta maybe get off TikTok, but it's like hit. The button to like send to Zach is right there, and it's almost become muscle memory for me.
But I'm not reading.
I don't know why. I look at
your reels. I look at every single one of Wally's reels.
Yeah, reels are good. Reels are good.
Yeah.
TikToks are like,
Yeah, the reels are better anyway.
I just go on TikTok, I scroll on the For You, and then I'm out. That's it.
Oh, I'm there for like hours, dude.
It's kind of wild. I like IG, anything goes. They don't like police any of the content.
No.
And one example of that is the Thanos QR code video I posted. That got taken down in the first 5 hours of it being on TikTok, and it's still on IG and like.
Yeah, crushing.
You know,
absolutely viral. Huge sensation.
Huge sensation. Big success.
Yo, there's also breastfeeding videos on IG Reels.
What's this, Waleed? I haven't seen this.
Who has back shots?
What are these breastfeeding videos that you're talking about?
I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying. It's all free speech, I guess.
Huh.
I'm not watching them.
Yeah.
In this outfit. Like, guys, I swear, I'm not watching breastfeeding videos on IG Reels.
Well, you're learning. It's educational.
Yeah.
Which is why it's allowed
on
Instagram.
Of course. And I'm commenting on all of them. God damn. I wish I was there. Ooh, daddy likes.
Dude, not even I can actually see you doing that in this outfit.
Yeah.
Not even a private account, just Waleed M with the green profile
shows
picture.
Shows the like and everything.
You're like top
Dude,
comment
you like
on
this?
All
yeah, with thousands of likes.
Waleed, don't you have a girlfriend?
What is this, dude? Breastfeed? Like, it's bad.
So there was I saw a Reddit thread. Of a breastfeeding video, but they have dolls, so it's like strictly made for showing tits, but it's not even a real baby. They just had dolls suckling.
You saw this where?
I saw it on Reddit. I didn't look.
No, send us the link.
What was like it was like replaying over and over. I was like, is that a baby or is that a doll? And it was like and it kept scrolling automatically to the next video. I was like, no, I'm not done. I'm not done.
We want to admit this.
No, it was a Reddit thread.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's crazy you fell upon that, though.
Yeah.
Good reporting.
Yep. Well, I am a podcaster, and I do have to do my research.
Right.
Yep, Reddit has a source of knowledge.
Yep.
Well, we're 20 minutes in, and we've ran through the topic stock.
Thanks, Joe Biden, for all your work in your presidency. It was great.
Yeah.
Thanks for pardoning Hunter. Maybe we'll see him at the Abbey.
What's the Abbey?
Oh, the gay bar.
Oh.
It's another inside joke from last week.
Sorry.
It's not an inside joke.
Oh.
We go to the Abbey all the time, Grandpa.
Oh, that's right. I forgot last time I was there.
They oil you up.
Yeah, I do the twerk off.
Yeah. Oh, man. What's next, Kenny?
Well, hey, a friend of the show, Josh Allen, got engaged recently, so we should probably... Uh-oh. Zach, what's wrong?
That's what's next?
Well, that's what
first he kicks our ass yesterday in Sunday Night Football, and then he gets engaged, and then he throws a passing receiving touchdown in the same play.
Yeah, didn't he do like a cool snow thing?
Yep, he did a snow angel with his coach on ESPN.
Sounds fun.
He got 28 points in fantasy.
Yeah, it's really good for him.
And now he's engaged to beautiful Haley Steinfeld. Could have been me.
Engaged to him, or
yeah,
okay.
I'm not wearing my ring today.
Oh, whoa! What happened?
I was gonna go work out after.
Oh, okay.
I don't like wearing.
Wait, you don't wear your ring to the gym?
No.
Interesting.
I got a couple people asking me, like, why don't I wear my ring to the gym?
Well, it gets sweaty, and then your finger gets.
Toss also doesn't wear her wedding ring when she.
Whoa! You guys are swingers. Yeah. Hey, we thought you looked really cute over there. Yeah, both in this outfit.
You're working out in that outfit.
Yeah, dude. The guys who wear jeans at the gym, I'm sorry, I do not trust you as a person.
Yeah.
You should not be allowed in society. You are a psychopath.
Wow.
Wait, what's your take? Shorts in the gym?
No, jeans. Jeans in the gym.
Oh, that is insane.
Jeans
behavior.
Or pants.
Yeah.
Like pants like this. I've seen guys wear pants like this at the gym.
There's flip flops at the gym, too. What do you think of flip flops?
I've done it on accident, so I understand. But
the Long Beach gym is like chill.
Yeah, everyone's just chilling, man.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Like, just from the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do a quick pump. But Josh Allen,
mm-hmm.
We can get back to that. I mean, it's a topic.
We have to
touch base on our topics.
Well, I send my condolences your way. That sucks that he got engaged. I'm sorry, man.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah.
But
did
I guess
you get invited to the wedding?
No.
I did.
I can't look at you with a serious
face. There's going to be a drone shot over the ceremony, and they just don't want any bald spots in the
that's why I'm wearing this hat. Yeah.
But I guess Haley Steinfeld has like a Taylor Swift type fan base for like on Twitter. And like, it was funny when I get like the fan base stuff for Taylor Swift, like the Swifties.
Yeah.
And they're now analyzing like football stuff. And now Haley Steinfeld's fan base on Twitter is now analyzing like Josh Allen's like football stuff and everything
like
that. Yeah. It's hilarious.
That's crazy.
Whoa. That means that some of them have probably found his appearance on your show.
Maybe.
Oh.
Wow. So
look at our producer.
Wow.
Really
callback. Really callback.
To a full circle moment. Ready?
That was before my time, but I would imagine some deep divers have found that.
I think
that.
In the episode, if we go back, there's a certain timestamp where he says, in 2024, Hunter Biden will get pardoned by his dad and I'll also be marrying Haley Steinfeld. Find the timestamp. Yeah. It's definitely somewhere in there.
It's so funny that, like, Travis, he got, like, hit hard or whatever in a play, and, like, all the Swifties were like, oh, dude, we gotta fucking get this guy that hurt our Travis. I'm like, guys, it's football. Like, people are gonna fucking, like...
Fuck that guy. He did not need to do that.
And now the Steinfeldies.
The Steinfeldies?
I mean, what else is Haley Steinfeld?
I don't know. The Haleys?
The Felders?
Yeah.
The Steiners?
Yeah.
The Steiners?
Haley Allen? I guess that's a good last name.
Haley Allen?
Yeah.
It sounds like Hoodie Allen.
Oh, he's gonna have a good year.
He's like, oh, thank God, yes. I'm back. People are accidentally searching up Hoodie Allen.
And he has songs all related to both of them.
Haley Steinfeld, Josh Allen song collab.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
I think it's gonna be a very beautiful wedding, and I think they're gonna have a beautiful marriage because Josh Allen is just a straight up good guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get off your knees, Zuck.
Me to Josh Allen.
Dude, the fact that you're just like openly doing this.
It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, but.
Right, guys?
Yeah, dude. I mean, we should probably put that in the thumbnail. That'll get clicks.
Stop. No one's asking you.
Wally, do not stop, brother. Keep that train rolling.
Dude, this is what I do like when I'm driving home. I'm just like, I just look at people.
Dude, like a car's not letting you merge over. You're like in like the.
It's only funny because I'm wearing this outfit. I think if I wasn't wearing this, I would not be doing it. But
was your outfit before this?
Cool, like Fortnite jersey. I can't be going like this in the Fortnite jersey.
Wait, so guys, let's talk about this because I don't think we really touched on it thoroughly. You guys went to a thrift shop together and you shopped for each other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you see each other shopping while it was happening, or did you go in one at a time? How did it work?
So my sister was still in town from Thanksgiving. We went to go visit Waleed in Long Beach. We were walking along 2nd Street. We walked by the thrift store. We walked in, and we were just kind of looking at some stuff. And then I was like, oh, dude, you know what would be fun for the pod? Is if we just got each other like
if we gave each other back shots.
Yeah. For the pod.
For the pod.
And we were off camera giving each other back shots. Yep. And then we're gonna tell the story of how we gave each other back shots on the pod.
That's right.
But on top of all that, we got each other outfits. And I was like, oh, dude, you should get me an outfit for the podcast. And Wally just instantly was like, okay, pulls out a Dodgers jersey, blue sweats. I'm like, fuck. Like, I didn't think that it would happen that fast.
I already knew. I saw it. I was like, perfect.
So then I went and I did a little dig and I found this bad boy.
Yeah.
It looks good, bro.
Dude, I kind of, I'd be fine. I'm putting this shit on
dude,
right
you
now.
You look
dude,
good,
I
bro.
I have this shit on.
You man. Look fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah. Fit check. Imagine if I wore this at ComplexCon. People were like, holy fuck, who is that, dude? That guy's the new wave of fashion. Have you guys seen anyone wear backward jerseys lately?
No.
No.
Their jersey's backward.
That's a thing?
Yeah, Playboy Cardi.
Kenny's like, my Gen Z mind.
I'm placing an order right now.
Playboy Cardi did like either took a photo or like did a music video where he wore his jersey backwards. And all at ConflictsCon, all I saw was just little kids with their jerseys backwards. And it was so annoying.
Oh, is this
yeah.
a weird? Yeah, yeah.
Now everyone's doing it.
What if the NBA just starts doing it?
And like, dude, Playboy did it.
All the refs are like, yeah. This isn't allowed. This is not happening.
It's like, now imagine the kids who are doing this. It's like my little cousin, remember? The one that you saw the other day?
Go ahead. I got to speak on your little cousin, bro.
Okay. I mean, that was pretty much it. It's just
Well, he needs like a... You know the meme?
Straight.
He needs a scare straight. Yeah. You know the meme where the officers are walking in, like the jail officers are walking in and like scaring the kid and like making him get outside? He needs that.
Yeah, I agree.
His cousin's like 15 years old.
Yep.
And is like, he's like gangbanger-esque trying to be.
Yeah.
Either he's like 8 and he's like yelling or acting out or whatever.
No,
but
no,
he's
no,
like,
no. He's talking about shooting ops.
Uh-huh. Like, dude,
what? Where?
The ice cream man that fucking drives around. You missed my corner again.
Bop, bop.
Well, you need to show up to his house in that outfit. And
I need to talk to you, son.
Hey, Papa Squat, right here, champ. Right here, slugger.
Talk, sonny boy. Yeah. What are these ops? What is an op? You know,
why are we gangbanging them?
Now are you gangbanging them? And why do I get breastfeeding videos on my iPad? You know anything about this?
Is that baby real or fake?
No, I didn't. I don't know how this stuff showed up on my feed. I mean, I liked one or two, but now it's my whole thing. Grandpa, you're following 50 breastfeeding guy.
You commented on all of these.
Like, there's like a red heart on all the videos.
They're all saved. Grandpa, you're engaging with the breastfeeding videos. I don't know why I keep getting them, man.
This one's nice. I don't know why, though.
How do you delete it? Delete it off my phone.
My wife is so upset with me. I mean, he just needs like a... He needs a new friend group. I had a friend who had a friend that was like heading down a wrong path, drugs, everything like that, and his dad just like told him to immediately stop hanging out with that dude. You're gonna head down the wrong path, and he was very much right because that guy ended up unfortunately on the streets.
Damn.
So I mean, I'm not trying to fucking like scare straight you right now, but. I'm sure it's not that bad. It's Irvine.
It's
like
Irvine.
How bad could it be?
Have you ever been to Irvine at night? It's kind of scary, dude. It's kind of spooky, man.
I grew up around Waleed, obviously, and I had a friend. I think he like smoked weed in high school, and we were like childhood friends, but we went to different high schools, and I later found out because he smoked weed, his parents sent those guys that come in the middle of the night and kidnap you and take you out to the woods in Utah. Do you know about this? Yeah, there's like a camp for troubled kids or whatever, and they like come in the middle of the night.
Just turn a Mormon?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of sounds like it, right? But like, yeah, you can hire these guys. It's like a rehab camp or like a reform camp for kids
it's
that
like
are
fun
like troubled.
Fox and fishing. Yeah.
But like, it's probably the most terrifying thing in your life to be like, kidnapped in the middle of the night from your bed. They flip on the lights, tie you up, get you out of there. It's pretty wild.
Tie you up.
Do it.
Yeah. I'm like this waiting for
no!
that.
Stop!
Oh, tie my hands!
Stop doing it! I was literally
up like this.
I was like,
oh god, I can't stop. I truly can't stop. It's like become like a stem thing now. Like
the second you said tie me up, I was like, oh god, here it comes.
Dude, I had a friend in middle school. I didn't know what depression was, right? And you know, my parents don't teach you about mental health and stuff like that. Like that's something I learned later on.
They give it to you.
Yeah, they give me. Yeah, they give me. Stuff.
They don't teach you it. They give it to you firsthand.
And I remember I was 11 and I went over to his house and he was like, he's been telling me about how bummed he is and he's like, yeah, I've been reading this book and it's like, you know, dealing with depression. I go, dude, what the fuck is this?
At like a young age?
Yeah, I think we're like 11 or 12.
Bro, that's his reading?
Yeah. And I didn't know what it was, Rainbow. So I started blaming him. And I was like...
Malik, you're making it 10 times worse.
I didn't know, but we're still friends and he's a lot better now, thank God, but... At the time, I was like, dude, what the fuck is this?
You gotta get him like a kid's book, you know, or help him out.
Yeah, then he got Halo. He was fine.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Halo is a dopamine hitter.
Speaking of headshot, that's like the best voiceover narrator in any video game.
Yeah.
That guy.
For sure.
Yeah.
How's your new iPad that you got?
Oh, guys, I got a new iPad. I'm telling you, everyone needs one of these. And I understand.
Did you bring it?
Yeah, I have it right here. Got a keyboard for it. And
it's a press meeting video.
And I understand now why kids love these things.
That's basically like you have the keyboard for it.
Yeah, I got the keyboard and then like I got a little pen for it. And it's so fun. Look at this. Hang on one second.
Oh God, here comes baby time while you eat. Hang on. Screen time.
Oh, you got the Apple pen or pencil, whatever.
Yeah,
called.
I got the little pencil for it.
Can we take just like a 15-minute break for Waleed's screen time?
Yeah, he's going to need to. Yeah. He's playing Plants vs. Zombies.
Kenny, I think his pacifier is.
Yeah, let me find that.
You have my headphones too?
Yeah.
You know,
you
just
can borrow these.
I'll watch it. Yeah.
There you go, my guy.
Wearing this outfit?
Take your time, okay? We're just going to take a quick 15-minute break. You go ahead and do your thing, okay? Play your games.
Zach, you had a good Thanksgiving?
I did.
That's
yeah,
great.
It was
you
great.
Saw a fan?
I went up to the bay, saw my mom.
That's nice.
And then saw some friends.
Yeah.
In-laws. Drove back down the day after at 7 a.m.
Wow.
Yep. And I skipped all the traffic. I felt nice. Like a real adult. And yeah. Then I saw my dad and my sister. And
wow. So you saw everybody.
Yeah, I hit them all.
That's great, man.
Got it, yeah.
Wow. Way to get up at 7. That's not an easy drive. That's what, 5 or 6? Oh. For the listener, Waleed has some sort of...
You're playing a
children's
puppy
dog grooming game. And he's making this
puppy very pretty.
Let's
give him a little time.
Let's
get him... Can he just...
Yeah,
how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. It was the first year where Sophie and I were able to get our families in the same room nice. For a holiday because, you know, we both have older grandparents that have a hard time getting out of their house. So we were able to coordinate that. It was really nice.
Like
and
this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get him yeah. out of the house.
Get Yeah.
It's tough.
Do you think he was doing this at Thanksgiving in the corner?
I think.
Okay. Yeah. Screen time's up, buddy.
Oh, no. Screen time's over, big guy.
Fuck.
I didn't get one breastfeed video.
It didn't show up on my ad. So I bought the iPad and immediately I set it all up. I sat down on the couch and just threw on a random movie. And I threw on this random movie and immediately the movie was about kids like addicted to being on their iPads. And like how the kid got an ad and then the ad was like, to get kidnapped somewhere, so she went downstairs and she got kidnapped. And I'm watching the movie and looking at my iPad. Instead of putting the iPad down, I just changed the movie.
Nice. Ignorance.
In the sand, baby.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
getting an iPad is the number one use of trafficking. Nope.
Hey, speaking of movies, huge box office weekend with Moana 2, Gladiator 2,
that's right,
and Wicked.
Wow,
did you guys
Kenny?
See any of those?
Yeah, Tots did. Tots saw Wicked. I guess there is a new thing for like the Barbie and Oppenheimer thing. The Bop.
Yep. Yeah.
What was that called?
Barbenheimer.
Barbenheimer, I guess.
Damn, yeah, that seems so long ago.
I guess this one is Glicked.
Glicked, okay.
Not my thing.
That sounds like what you would call this move.
Yo, hey, yo.
Oh, I can't beg for the cream.
Not when you...
What the fuck? Dude, guys, I get we get a certain amount of use on the pod, okay? But that doesn't mean we could just... Willy nilly.
Oh, don't you set a standard for the fucking podcast when I do
sure
it.
When he
beg for cream?
When he begged, can we make sure that his background's gone and it's just a blue screen so people can take it and use it as they will? I just want to make sure everyone has
I jump in on the bit and Zach's like, look, we have a quality to uphold here on the podcast.
We get a certain number of views.
Just try it.
No.
Yeah, just, dude.
It feels really good.
Yeah.
It feels almost freeing a little
bit. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Give it a try, Zach.
No.
Give one try.
No.
You're already wearing a Dodgers jersey.
I'm already wearing the shirt. I can't wear a fucking... I can't do the Zuck meme.
Yeah, you're right. They would fucking... They would
I would
say
get
that
clipped
photo.
For
yeah.
Till death.
I will need you to do it for the thumbnail.
Absolutely not.
I mean, we're going to use Waleed's for
we'll
the thumbnail.
We'll use mine, yeah.
What's
I'll make sure they get a clear one, too, later.
Anyways... I have a friend for the movie Wicked.
Okay.
And he does like a lot of conspiracy, like deep dives and stuff right. like that. And he's like, oh, dude, Tots is going to watch Wicked? You can't let her watch Wicked, man. It's going to put her in like some satanic trance. And I'm like, dude, it's just a fucking movie. There's no way that like...
Dude, think about it though. All right. Hang on. Let me just, you know...
I knew this would get you on a nice little...
Monkeys, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. All right. Wow. You heard it here
first. I never
first.
Thought of it that way.
Well, that's it.
That's
well,
all I really have.
I'm Googling Wicked movie satanic trance and nothing's... Oh, here we go. We got something on Reddit.
It's your friend.
Yeah.
Guys, I was casually browsing my breastfeeding videos.
I feel like this happens with a lot of movies. But so I recently saw Wicked in theaters and I loved it. I had a lot of positive messages and good music. It had a lot of positive messages and good music. But apparently some Christians are saying the film is, quote, demonic, and they walked out and are avoiding seeing it.
Monkeys.
What are your thoughts? Is it demonic? And that's a long comment. Too long, didn't read. It's probably just a certain subset of Christianity overreacting, but I'm not entirely informed. What is your friend like? Religious?
Like, he loves
or?
Just like looking up like all like the conspiracy theories of shit like that.
Yeah,
he likes just thinking outside the box.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
That's what you know. Yeah. We all
he's,
do.
He's disruptive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Devil's advocate.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. But are you guys interested in seeing Wicked? Or would you see it? I guess it's 3 hours.
Yeah, and it's a musical, right?
Yeah.
I have a really tough time with musicals.
Musicals in person though.
Dude, I guess there's a rule for the movie that you can't sing. They said Todd said that there's a rule of no singing.
You probably get the most annoying theater kids in those theaters, though.
Oh, yeah.
I get the rule. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Nice,
yeah,
Kenny.
Yeah.
Some of
this. Well, no, dude, it's so funny.
No one is making you do that.
I can't believe you did that. Dude, in Bollywood
What's
movies,
wrong?
When you go to the theater, in Bollywood movies... When they're doing their like the songs and the dance number, people are up in the front. They're full out dancing.
Jesus,
it's sick. I think it's fun.
Wait, oh, for Bollywood?
Yeah, for Bollywood.
Well,
yeah,
I have to respect that.
Yeah,
or else I'm racist.
Good job, Zach. No, that was very smart of you.
Oh, nice. That's great. I love that.
I love that for them. For them.
But, oh, yeah, and then Gladiator.
Have you watched Gladiator? Have you watched Gladiator?
I don't think I've watched the first. I watched, like, when I was a kid, I watched just a lot of movies on TNT and TBS and
dad?
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I just remember, like, the commercials just, like, cut out, like, it was, like, a reformed version of the movie. And they probably just, like, cut out, like, anything that was graphic or whatever.
Too crazy.
Or huge parts of it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I watched the original, and a couple of my buddies that watched Gladiator said that it was satanic and demonic.
What the fuck?
There's a lot of hidden violence. Yeah.
Don't watch them. No,
did you ever walk out of a movie?
I walked out of Ocean's 12.
Which one was that one?
The sequel to Ocean's 11. This guy.
Is that the woman one?
Fucking count, bro.
No, that's Ocean's 8, I think, or Ocean's whatever. It's
I stayed for that one. Okay, good for them.
I was going to say, if you walked out, you walked out of that, you son of a bitch.
I got caught trying, I didn't walk out, but I got caught trying to see that movie. Remember Wanted, the movie where they like bend bullets when they shoot?
Oh, yeah.
I was like not 18 or whatever. I was still in high school. I was like a freshman or something. And, or eighth grade, and my buddies and I bought a ticket for something else, like a kid's movie, and then we walked into Wanted, and the guy was like waiting for us. He's like,
the way you said caught just sounds like you had your pants down in the theater.
So I was stroking my shit in the theater. Dude, and I was like, what? Like a guy can't see a rated R movie
in the back of the theater? Can he just.
Oh, wait.
Real quick about my actual Gladiator comment. I guess it was too gory for them. I guess they just like. There's fight scenes, but then they just took it like 10 times further and just like
the first one was pretty gory
blood
too.
Blood everywhere and just like
the first one was pretty gnarly too though.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. This one they like CGI. Well, it's yeah, they show gnarly like deaths and stuff.
It wasn't actual blood. They CGI'd it.
You know what I mean? The first one they cut away when shit's maybe it's the TV version, but yeah, dude, my dad loves that movie so much. I've watched Gladiator 1 like 10 times with my dad over the years. My dad. Loves.
It's a good dad movie.
My fiance hadn't seen it, the first one, the day of seeing two, so he sat her down at our kitchen table and he was like, all right, so we open on Maximus Aurelius going into battle. He's Caesar's favorite general and went over.
Is he a history buff?
Not really. He just loves that movie. He knows his shit, but like he he sat Sophie down and explained every scene to her, and she was so it was as if she saw the movie going in. She didn't have any questions going into Gladiator 2. Yeah, love my dad, man. He's on it.
I think I walked out of a movie with my parents because they took me to go watch Borat when I was super young.
Oh. Hell yeah!
And I was like, I don't know if I should be watching this.
Was there? It was just like a raunchy. It wasn't like
no, it was just raunchy. Yeah, there's remember the big fight scene where they're both naked.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Damn,
that is one of the hardest times I've laughed.
Yeah, it is really funny. Yeah,
I love Borat.
And then I think he goes like this at one point. Sacha Baron Cohen, I think, at the end of the movie.
Does he?
In character, full character.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I gotta watch that again.
Yeah.
You know what I watched recently was, and I thought it was still funny, was The Hangover.
Yeah, The Hangover is classic.
Okay, because like I guess nowadays people think of like it as like a
cringe
movie. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious.
No, it's classic.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Well, they're going to say grown-ups is cringe too?
You look like you could fit in on the cast of
grown-ups. Yeah, he would be the guy, like the brown friend. The brown old friend.
You look like you can fit in an Adam Sandler movie. Yeah. In a heartbeat, dude.
Easily. Yeah, he works in tech. So it's going to be something so spot on racist. Yeah, he got rich off tech.
Yeah, he works at Radio Shack.
Yeah, he owns a couple Radio Shacks. It's going to be like so spot on.
Guys, did you know it's my birthday month?
Oh,
cool. Yes, of course.
You're going to be 32?
32.
Hey, tell us what you want for your birthday like this.
Oh, and Christmas.
At a 32-year-old doing the Zuck meme. Not on my watch.
I think there's a beauty of the Zuck, like doing the Zuck meme, because it just shows, you know, that you don't really care what other people think, and that, you know, you're just proud to be yourself.
I'm so happy that you're so free spirited. Well, Lita, I didn't know this was about you.
This new outfit's unlocked a new wall.
Yeah,
today.
This is
yeah.
I'm glad the Zuck meme is the meme that really made you just be carefree and open minded.
Yeah, I think before that, I don't know if there was any other meme though. Oh, and I freaked it. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, so what do you have plans yet for your birthday? It's New Year's Eve.
Just another New Year's Eve bump in the road for other people. You know, they're like,
Zach's birthday's around. Yeah. I want to celebrate the new year.
Yeah, it's literally like that every single time.
Why don't you plan something for your birthday?
I think I'll do it in LA this year. Yeah. You guys want to do something?
I think I have New Year's plans. I think I'm going to go to
the casino
or something. Yeah.
Grace?
I'm busy too. Yeah.
Evan?
No, he's not here.
No, he's not here, but I think he would say no.
yeah. We can answer on his behalf.
Yeah. Actually, he just slacked me.
He slacked everyone? Nope. Oh, yeah, it's Zach's birthday month. Just tell him I'm busy or something.
Just make up something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's all good. I don't know. I think I'll just stay in LA.
You got to do something sick, so sick for your birthday that people will drop their New Year's plans.
Yeah.
Like rent a yacht. I'd go on a yacht.
It's Christmas. It's like fucking New Year's Eve. Like
it's gonna be cold.
Yeah, freezing cold. Yeah.
That'd be badass. Oh.
Didn't you do that for me? Right now.
That was for my birthday.
Oh my god! I just thought of it.
That was cold as hell.
What if you did your own ball drop?
Kenny, how's Kenny's corner coming?
That was good, Kenny.
That was bad.
That was
thanks,
good.
Bro.
No, I respect it.
I would watch that.
I respect that he saw an opportunity and he, instead of choosing to be his mouth shut, he decided to take it. And that's what I respect about
him. Wow, you have so much wisdom in this outfit.
Yeah, I really do. I'm just saying facts.
What the hell?
Damn. Is this the new Waleed fit?
Just
now
do
on?
Kenny's Corner, please.
All right. Guys, welcome back to Kenny's Corner. We haven't done it in a while because Tony filled in for me last episode.
Miss him.
We can. You miss Tony? I mean, he's great and all, but I mean, I've always been here for you throughout the last 60 episodes, and
yeah, but I guess they're cool too because you do the thing, but
yeah,
Gay Tony would do it.
Gay Tony did not know to look anything up.
Yeah,
60 episodes with Kenny, bro, feels like 200.
Yeah, feels like 5,000.
Because we're such great friends, and it feels
that's
like
right,
it's
that's
lapsed
right, that's
so
right,
much time.
That's right, that's right.
Guys, today in Kenny's Corner, I have a firsthand story that I couldn't believe I fell upon. Culver City just opened a Fat Sal's, okay? And for those that don't know, Fat Sal's is like a huge sandwich spot where they give you like these crazy... As in, the portion sizes are massive. They're huge sandwiches. Mm. You're looking at sandwiches that have mozzarella sticks, chicken fingers, buffalo
yum.
Sauce,
yum.
All that shit, all in one hoagie, you know? And they have like an insane menu, right? Mm-hmm. So I go in there with my fiance, Sophie, my sister, and we're just going to split a milkshake. You know, we're like, hey, can we just get one? And the guy, so nice behind the counter, is like, jokingly, you should do the Fat Sal's Fat Shake Challenge, which is, let me pull it up for you guys.
Kenny's like, a TikTok opportunity? I will never pass this up.
the Fat Sal Shake Challenge?
Yeah, so let me pull this up for you guys for the
it's just, you have to do the Zuck meme.
So you guys, this is insane. So this is for scale, that's that guy's head.
I can do that.
He kind of looks like he's doing the Zuck meme a little bit. But you have to finish all this in 10 minutes.
What's
and for
on
the,
top of it?
For the listener, it looks like they have a full, like, brownie, a slice of cheesecake with whipped cream on top.
Yeah,
this is like a gallon container with, it has 60 scoops of ice cream, okay? It's got M&Ms on the rim and chocolate sauce as well as more whipped cream.
You have to finish it by yourself?
You have to finish it by yourself in 10 minutes,
what
okay?
Do you get?
This is America.
This is so.
This
so,
is the U.S. of A.
It doesn't get more American than
dude,
this,
let's
right?
Fucking go.
So we had one of these on our college campus, and there's a bunch of drunk kids waiting in line for their insane shakes, you know, sandwiches. It's hangover proof, right? So, like I said, I went in, and the guy was so nice. He was like, "Yeah, we had a guy come in, and business has been a little rough lately because what happened was he is a big YouTuber who does food challenges." I'll go ahead and show you guys the video.
Keith
he
Lee?
Got, I found the video. Okay.
Oh shit.
So he gets, so here's the beginning of the video. Okay.
Wow. Actually really, this is a great Kenny's Corner.
Yeah. This is like, I just fell upon the story. Okay. So here he is. He calls himself, and again, I'm a neutral observer. Okay. I'm not weighing in either way, but his name is Bandana Eats. He's got almost 64,000 subs, right? So
hell
here's,
yeah.
It looks bigger than from the photo that you showed us.
Yeah, I mean, if this thing's, he brought it the container for us. It is, it, like, three people shouldn't eat this.
Wait, someone ordered
more.
It?
Yeah, so the catch is, it's $100 if you do not finish it in 10 minutes, but if you do finish it, it's free, okay?
Okay.
So here, just stay with me, okay? Here's where the controversy starts, okay? So watch. The timer says 9:20. He's made it so far. For the listener, there's almost no ice cream left. He's got shit all over his beard, his shirt. All he has left are these M&Ms on the rim, okay? He looks like he's gonna throw up any moment. Sorry, it's a little gross, but he's reaching in. He's trying to eat as much as he can.
Oh my God, dude.
He's got 10 seconds left, so point, and he's grabbing handfuls of M&Ms at the bottom, right? Okay. So 10 minutes. Yeah, the time just lapsed, right? Oh, we just lost connection. 1 second. So, okay, there we go. All right. So he finishes this, right? And I don't know if you can hear that, but the employees in the background are saying, oh, you almost had that. You're so close.
I've seen other videos of them stopping the clock.
You're so
that's all it was just the M&Ms on the front?
It was the handful of M&Ms that disqualified him from finishing it. So he, you can see him looking around. He's pissed. He's showing him the empty bug. He said, no, I fucking finished this. What the hell? I did it.
I mean, look, if he's about to yak, just give it to him.
So
that's insane.
So I'm not going to say the employee's name because he was such a nice guy. Don't say his name.
Don't say his name.
I don't think I'm going to say his name here, but he was a great employee, so nice. You could tell he genuinely has still been thinking about it because not only did this guy technically not finish the challenge because of his handful of M&Ms, his followers went to the Google review section of Fat Sal's and they've lowered the score down to 1.9 stars.
Oh.
So if you sort by food challenge, a lot of people are saying rejected my man who finished the food challenge, cheated on food challenges, do not come here, saw a video of their food online, clearly cheated an individual in a food challenge out of $250, but I think it's like 100, not 250.
First of all, as an employee, if I saw that, I would be traumatized.
Yeah.
Just in general, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's so impressive that he even got this far, and I guess it's if it's a technicality where it's like a handful of M&Ms need to be finished, and that fine. But I still, even if you don't, I just felt so badly for this employee. You could tell it was weighing on his shoulders, and he so wanted to like give it to the guy, but I think his hands were tied because technically he didn't finish those M&Ms.
Wait, so you met the employee in the background of this video?
Yeah. Shit. Because he showed me a picture of this guy doing it on the company iPad. And he was like, I had a whole conversation with him about it. And he was so bummed. And he's like, yeah, the guy, like, he honestly was upset with me. And I couldn't give it to him because he didn't finish the M&Ms. You have to finish everything.
And that's why I have a new challenge. The kebab.
Yeah. Yeah, would you do some sort of like kebab? So they also have a sandwich challenge that's $100.
Yeah, do that.
Let me see if I can pull up the sandwich challenge.
I can't. I don't know. Even like the hot dog eating contest, that's too much for me.
I think it's just like super wasteful in a way. Like if you here's the this is the Fat Sal's sandwich challenge. See, oh, this is the same guy. Del Rey, California. So obviously he's a really impressive eater, but you have 40 minutes to finish the sandwich. Yeah, it's really gross. We don't have to watch it, but yeah. So there's some drama in Culver City. It's pretty crazy.
You should have an eating challenge for the kebab cart.
You gotta eat the kebabs like this. Just one wrap like this, you get it for free.
Well, he just like knifes the kebab like into.
Like a hibachi chef.
Yeah. You can't drop any of them.
I was thinking though, I think you need like a new item for the kebab.
We are gonna have a new item for the concrete dive,
which is coming.
Which is coming on the 10th.
A week from today.
That's right.
Concrete dive.
Dive.
The concrete dive coming on the 10th?
That's right. Me and Big Time are collabing on a rap, the Big Time rap.
Ooh. Wow, oh, look at this segue cool. That I accidentally just led into.
I had no idea.
What's going to be on the Big Time rap?
We're working on it right now, but all I know so far is we're going to have Zugaoli in it.
Did you say gay? No, thanks.
You got to order like this.
Wait, type this in. What is this?
Zug sauce?
Yeah, I would love
it. It's like a SHUG.
Yeah, it's like a green sauce. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This looks really
guacamole.
All right, guys.
Yeah, wait. Come see us at Concrete Dive next
week. That's right. We'll be there. Zach will be there.
I'll finally be there. Yeah. Hopefully, not sick.
Come see us at Concrete Dive next week.
That's right.
Week
Zach
from today.
Will be there,
I have a stand up special.
You're doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right by the cart, I'm going to be standing up, and I'm going to be serving you food.
That's right.
That's my special.
That's right. And my special will be ask nicely, and I'll go like this, all your photos.
Guys, thanks so much for watching. Go leave a positive review for Fat Cells Culver City and leave a great comment here, right, guys?
Hell yeah.
That's right, guys.
Yeah.
Please leave a positive review. I got to just emphasize.
Yeah.
Save that Fat Cells, all right?
So stay tuned and love you guys so much. Please like, comment, subscribe, and we'll get a top comment for the next
episode. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.